Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, May 27th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news yesterday morning around 1:40 a.m., Sergeant Eversole, K-9 Argo, and Deputy Tyler assisted Florida Fishing and Wildlife officers in successfully locating rifles that were thrown out during a pursuit in Ona. Earlier in the shift, FWC caught two individuals that fled in a vehicle suspected of poaching and tossing a firearm out of the window, which Deputy Tyler successfully located. After an interview, it was discovered a second firearm was tossed during a pursuit. Sergeant Eversole deployed K-9 Argo in the area, and he quickly located the second rifle in less than 10 minutes. The driver of the vehicle was arrested for taking wildlife out of season, tampering with evidence, and driving with a suspended or revoked license. Your local events, please join the City of Wauchula government for a community workshop regarding a bicycle, pedestrian, and trails plan that is being drafted. Today, May 27th at the Train Depot, you can stop by anytime from 2 to 7 p.m. to review plan concepts and provide input. They appreciate any and all suggestions. And this Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. at Main Street Wauchula, it's everyone's favorite way to shop, Hometown Happy Hour. A ticket gets you drinks, samples at your favorite downtown businesses, sip cocktails, stroll Main Street, and do some shopping. Tickets are just $15 each. For more information and how to purchase, you can go to mainstreetwauchula.com. Your jobs here in the area, Hardy Correctional Institution is looking for a correctional officer trainee. A high school diploma or GED and driver's license are preferred. The Sunshine Method is looking for an in-person ESC tutor. A bachelor's degree in a relevant field and 2 years of mentoring and tutoring experience are preferred. And Fresenius Medical Care is looking for a patient care technician. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles or moving any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 88 degrees out, feels like 97, mostly sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 11 extreme. Wind southeast at 6 miles an hour with gust up to 8. Humidity 46%, humid, the dew point is 65. Cloud cover 11%, the visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:08 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny, hot with highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest after midnight. Friday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. And Friday night, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s, west winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Measuring snow and forecasting how much may be available for future water supply has taken on increasing importance, and the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation will invest $2.5 million in improving its ability to assess the snowpack. One project looks at better ways to measure snow in the San Joaquin River watershed. Other research will employ satellite technology and artificial intelligence. A decade ago, farmers received 7.6 cents of each dollar spent on food, but today their share is barely above 14 cents, while processors, retailers, and others in the food chain take a larger share. USDA economists tell agriculture.com, long-term, the farmer's share of the food dollar has averaged 16.4% with a market share of 83.6 cents. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says now is the time to transform our food system to create a fairer, more transparent system so more of that dollar ends up in the farmer's pocket. 67 dairy companies are urging U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai to initiate a dispute settlement with Canada over its dairy tariff quotas if ongoing consultations don't result in an immediate resolution. According to DairyHerd.com, the talks began in December, but officials say no apparent progress has been made. They contend Canada is reserving the bulk of the quota access to Canadian processors and not providing fair or equitable procedures in administering the TRQs.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all of the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Regional Ag Report. USDA economists predict strong crop prices are likely to continue for a good while. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says prices first began to rise last summer, but farmers by then had already marketed their crops at the previous lower rates.
The market will be on edge, and there'll be an opportunity to capture more of the higher prices in their marketing, and so producers will be able to take advantage of it.
USDA forecasters are predicting rice growers will see a 2% 10% increase in price. Cotton growers and ICE 10% boost in prices. 29% for wheat. Soybeans should rise 23%. And corn prices are expected to increase 31% from the current marketing year. With the higher prices, expectations are also up for a record production cycle for most of those crops. But with the higher demand, even record production will not mean surplus stocks, according to the USDA's Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekanowski. He says that will translate into continued high prices for quite some time. Snapshot of southeast crop conditions. In Alabama, heavy rains throughout much of the state made it challenging for producers to prepare for planting of row crops. In some areas, growers considered planting soybeans instead of cotton due to field conditions. Florida's cattle and pasture conditions remained in mostly fair to good condition throughout the state, thanks to rainfall. In Georgia, onion harvesting is close to completion. Some peach producers in the northern part of the state stopped spraying their crop due to damage received from the late frost a few weeks ago.
Tune in to Tennessee, August 10th through 12th, 2021, for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Whether I'm welding or cutting, the most important thing for me is to be comfortable with superb visual acuity. I prefer the Original Pancake brand welding hoods with their auto darkening feature. Original Pancake brand welding hoods are priced right, lightweight, with a comfortable fit. For almost 60 years, pipeline welders, farms, and other small businesses have relied on the custom fitting hoods from Original Pancake brand welding hoods. To learn more, go to opbwh.com. That's opbwh.com.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing higher as investors continue to monitor the economic recovery and rising inflation. A variety of companies that rely on consumer spending made solid gains. Dick's Sporting Goods surged after reporting a surge in first quarter sales and solid earnings as team sports return. Urban Outfitters and Abercrombie and Fitch also made gains on similarly strong financial results. The S&P 500's gain was kept in check by lagging healthcare company stocks today. The Dow gained 10 points to close at 34,323. The NASDAQ was up 80 to 13,738. The S&P 500 ahead 7 points to 4,195. New York oil rose 14 cents to $66.21 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. The Brooklyn Nets have grabbed a 2-0 lead in their NBA first-round series, defeating Boston 130-108. Kevin Durant with 26 points on Joe Harris, tying a franchise playoff record with 7 three-pointers.
We know that Joe can run off 9 to 12 points at any given moment, so we got to continue to look for him.
Game 3 Friday in Boston. Dallas beat the LA Clippers 127-121 to go up 2-0. The first time in postseason history both teams reached 70 points by halftime, Game 3 Friday in Dallas. It was the Lakers over the Suns, 109-102. L.A. ties the series at 1. Anthony Davis with 34 points was asked about he and LeBron hitting big threes down the stretch.
Being aggressive, you know, confident in my shot, LeBron, big-time shots. So we just kept playing Lakers basketball, just taking what the defense gave us.
Game 3 is Thursday in Los Angeles. Tonight it's Washington at Philadelphia, Atlanta at New York, and Memphis at Utah. The 76ers, Hawks, and Grizzlies all up 1-0. This is SRN Sports. The NHL playoffs, Toronto's won consecutive postseason games in Montreal for the first time since the 1967 Stanley Cup Final with a 4-0 win over the Canadiens, grabbing a 3-1 lead. Jordan Staal scored off a rebound at 1:44 of overtime to give Carolina a 3-2 win over Nashville and a 3-2 series lead. In the American League, it was Kansas City 2, Tampa Bay 1, snapping the Rays' 11-game winning streak, Cleveland 4, Detroit 1, Toronto 6-2 over New York, Minnesota 7, Baltimore 4, LA 11, Texas 5, Seattle 4-3 over Oakland. In the National League, Jacob deGrom struck out 9 in a successful return from the injured list as New York beat Colorado 3-1. deGrom left after 5 innings.
You know, felt something, and then when I went back out for that next inning, knew something wasn't right and, you know, decided to be smart about it instead of push through it.
Philadelphia blanked Miami 2-0. It was Chicago 4-3 over Pittsburgh, Cincinnati 2, Washington 1, San Diego 7, Milwaukee 1, San Francisco 8-0 over Arizona. 3 Interleague finals, Atlanta 3, Boston 1, the Dodgers over the Astros 9-2, the White Sox beat the Cardinals 8-3. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and online 24 hours a day at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: my friends really like my photography skills. Every time they take a group picture, they hand me the camera. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.